Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Hi, hello, and welcome to the second half of your Thanksgiving special. And on today's episode, we will be dealing with a crisis at the Pewter City Gym. And there will be plenty of rocks, plenty of rolls, some family struggle, and a couple teachable moments. And here to help me break it all down is my brother from another mother, Professor Chris Chi. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I am full, and I want to go shopping, Doug. I want to go and pound down some doors and go and get my daughter that Elmo toy that everyone and their mother is after, and I'm going to go down, and I'm just going to mow over everybody so I can get that toy, because my daughter deserves that Elmo, and I'm going to go and get it for her.
She definitely deserves it, but I don't know if I trust you in a crowd.
No, because I'd be like, fuck that. I'm not going out there. Where's Amazon?
Yeah, where's exactly?
I'll have it delivered to my house. But I'm good. I mean, of course, we're recording this way in advance, but I'm sure I'm somewhere completely stuffed with turkey and everything. I'm probably on my way out to go work somewhere, because I'm sure I'm working right now as you're listening to this. But
I don't know if you're working, but you're moving again, so.
Yeah, for real. So.
No, I mean, you're literally moving on the mic. Knock it off.
Oh, my bad. My bad. But yes, I'm probably out there working somewhere, doing my thing. You guys are at home. You're listening to this great podcast here today. So, yeah, that's about it. I mean, I don't really have too much to really go on for this episode, because we're literally recording this right after we recorded the episode that you heard yesterday. And if you haven't heard yesterday's episode, go listen to it, even though I feel this is the better of the two episodes that we're about to start reviewing.
It was definitely more focused.
Yes. You wouldn't say it was better?
Well, better is subjective.
Yes, it is. It is subjective.
I mean, it really depends on what are you more drawn to, like a journey, like a literal, like going out into nature, or are you more interested in like a family dynamic kind of thing?
Are you on Dawn's side or are you on Brock's side? Is basically right. Yes. So. Right. So these episodes, I did a little bit of digging. So I guess these episodes came at the tail end of Diamond and Pearl, even though it's listed that these didn't air until the middle of Black and White. But these episodes, right after Brock and Dawn, left Ash, as Ash was on his way home. This is what happened basically when they parted ways and they're on their way, or once they get back home. So Dawn, we just saw what happened with Dawn. Dawn got home, and literally the next day, she's like, okay, I'm going to go off to the Hoenn region. And her mom's like, oh, well, yeah, I'll be lonely, but you go do your thing, Dawn. So what's going to happen with Brock, Doug?
Well, we shall see.
I know. So, all right. Other than that, I think short, sweet, and to the point. Are you ready to jump on into this episode?
Absolutely.
All right. So we start this week's episode going all the way back. We're back in the Indigo, and we're over at the Pewter City Gym at the house that's right behind it, and we know who lives there. It's Brock and all of his brothers and sisters. And Brock is training to become a Pokemon doctor. And this is when Brock's little, one of Brock's brother and sisters comes running into the room as he's reading a book. And they're like, Brock, Brock, it's time for lunch. And Brock's like, oh, okay. All right, wait a minute. And then we go and we are transferred right into the Pewter City Gym. And this is where we are introduced to one of Brock's little brothers, and his name is Forrest, and he is one of the main characters in this episode. And Forrest is like, all right, I'm gonna throw out my Steelix, and Steelix is like, ah, and he's like, so let your Pokemon go. And then we see this lady, and she's like, I refuse. He's like, huh? She's like, my opponent is not you. It's Brock. And this is where we get the long intro. And Doug, if you're ready, once the intro is over, we can go ahead and go into Brock serving lunch. Yes, Doug is in this episode, everybody.
Yeah, and I swear to God, this lunch is most people's dinner.
For real.
I mean, I understand he's got, you know, whatever, however big of a handful of siblings. But, you know, I mean, there's just food everywhere. And his brothers and sisters are like, this all looks delicious. You know, we wouldn't expect anything less from you, Brock. We're so glad that you came back. And,
one of his sisters just throws a lot of shade on mom and pops.
And she's like, we can never know when they're going to come back from whatever trip they're on. And, you know, and Brock is like, yeah, seriously, is it so hard to call us once in a while? They can be so carefree. He's just like scratching his head and he's like, this is some bullshit. And, he pops his head in and he's like, ah, and he's like, it's time for lunch. And they're playing with a Miro and a Sudowoodo. And, they're like, all right. And Miro's like, all right, I'm hungry. And Sudowoodo's like, yeah, I'm starving. And then this is when, this isn't Forrest. It's another one of the brothers, right?
Yes. Yes.
Another one.
One of the brothers runs into the room to tell Brock that one of the challengers is asking for Brock and not Forrest.
And Brock's like, but Forrest is the gym leader. Why? I mean, I'm clearly wearing an apron. I mean, what the hell? and as they're running, Brock's brother's kind of filling him in. And like, Brock's like, so you're telling me this person refuses to battle unless it's me. And his brother's like, yeah, that's what I told you. And
she said, she even told him that if she wins the gym badge, it means nothing unless she beats Brock.
And he's like, that's some bullshit, but I mean, I guess I can go deal with one trainer. And he's running, and they get there. He's like, Forrest, what's going on? And he's like, that trainer over there refuses to battle me. And Brock looks and he's like, could it be? Because the trainer is wearing sunglasses and
a bonnet?
Army hat.
Yeah, like, would it be? Would that be a bonnet?
It's a it.
It's like an Eskimo hat.
There you go. That's I couldn't think of Eskimo. That's it. If you're watching the episode, it looks like the eraser end of a pencil. and Brock immediately, and I mean immediately, it's heart eyes, and he's like, and he runs over, and he's like, long time no see, and all of his siblings are just like, bleh. old Brock is, ah, fuck.
They're like,
oh, old Brock is back.
For real. So he says that this is the Joy from Saffron City. And then it's from here that she introduces herself as she's like, yes, I used to be a nurse, but I'm not anymore. My name is Joy, and I'm from the Pokemon Inspection Agency. And she whips off all of her glasses and the hat and throws it. And she's honestly surprised that Brock had recognized her. But Brock is like, yeah, I'm glad we get to meet again. And it's time to celebrate the feelings. And then it's at this point that, and I don't think this would have made it to the US version, but Brock's Krogon literally does like a poison sting straight to the genitals of Brock, paralyzing him. It wasn't in his butt or anything. It was like straight on the balls. It was just like, eh. He's like, put that boner down. And Joy is like, okay. Doug?
And the siblings run over and go, what happened? And one of the siblings is like, it was like he was attacked
by a love attack.
With a love attack. And and one of his bigger siblings, this is why you got to give these kids at least fucking like Jeff or Tom or Matt or something. One of the older siblings is like,
I believe that one is Forrest, the one that's saying this. He's like, don't tell me Brock is weak against beautiful ladies.
It's like, have you met your own brother, for God's sakes? he's like, okay, but what do we do? And
it's at this point that Nurse Joy talks about how she's from the inspection agency. She whips out her badge, and in the badge is a silver star, which means that she's an official Pokemon inspector. And she goes on to explain that she goes around and tests the capability of gym leaders, and then will decide whether the gym is suitable for sticking around. So if she goes and she has a battle with you, it's really up to her at the end of the battle whether you can continue practicing as a gym and giving out gym badges, or whether you're too weak and we need to figure out something else and we're going to put a stop to your gym and close you down. Right, Doug?
And then Brock's like, this is wonderful. You know, you're like an ace inspector. This is fantastic. And he's like glowing, and he's got stars around him. And then one of his siblings is like, what happens if you decide that the Pewter City Gym isn't up to snuff? And I think you're right, because Forrest is like, The gym is going to be banned from giving out badges to trainers. And you know, and in an even worse case scenario, the gym will be closed. And that's when Brock kind of snaps out of it. And he's like, but why do you want to fight me when Forrest is the gym leader? And Nurse Joy's like, I didn't receive any notification that the
gym leader has changed.
Gym leader duties have changed. So it's a goddamn paperwork episode. And then she's like, as far as we're concerned, the current gym leader is Brock, who got the duties from his father.
His father is Flint. Sorry.
Yeah, old school Pokemon watchers will remember we've seen in an episode, as far as I'm concerned, at least, unless he's popped up a couple more times.
He has popped up a few more times. Him and Lola, the mother, have popped up anytime Brock is back in town. They come into town for a day and then they're gone.
Oh shit!
So I'm a little like furious at this, because it's at this point. I mean, we're gonna find out what happened, but this whole time that Brock has been gone, his gym could have literally been shut down, because technically he is still the gym leader. While he was traveling with Dawn and Ash on their adventures.
Oh, shit. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's just his gym could have been shut down at any point, and Brock wouldn't have known anything unless he just called home.
You know, Nurse Joy's like, that's what our records say, and she's like, that's why I'm here, saying that I have to battle Brock. And Forrest is like, this is some bullshit. And
she does go on to say that it's not just determined by battle, but it is determined how strong you are and the attitude of the gym leader.
So you basically, at bare minimum, you have to put on a 5-star match.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to win, but you got to basically leave it all out on the field. And she's like, have I made my intentions clear? And Brock's like, looks like I have no choice but to accept this battle. And Forrest is like, well, hold on a second. And Brock's like, no, I got this, because we didn't fucking turn in the paperwork.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, leave it to me. I'll get this.
And so we have a battle between Joy and Brock, and it's 1v1.
Yes.
And Brock throws out his pseudo-wudo.
Dumb move, Brock. Dumb move.
And sorry. Nurse Joy throws out a Chansey, and all his brothers and sisters are up in the catwalk, you know, kind of saying, you know, don't fucking blow this, you know, we've got to eat tomorrow. And then Sudowoodo has the first move. It's Arm Hammer.
Yes.
And Chansey counters with a Minimize, which, goddamn, shrinks. She shrinks herself like she's an Ant-Man, and
for real, like, it just completely goes down like 100 times. Minimizes 100 times its size, just to like a little tiny shrink. And I think that's the first time we've actually seen Minimize, at least in the episodes we've covered, Doug. But that's a move right there.
Yeah, it is.
And
then,
sorry,
she tells Chansey to follow Minimize up with a tract, and Chansey throws out a bunch of orange hearts, and Sudowoodo just goes gaga. And
just like Brock.
And yeah, that's what one of his sisters, that's just like Brock. well, no doubting that it's his Pokemon. And
they're starting to they're like, this looks really bad for Brock.
And then Brock's like, hang in there, Sudowoodo. Think of baseball, cold showers, all that shit.
And then Chansey comes in with a double slap and smacks the mess out of Sudowoodo. And Sudowoodo's like, I'm not done yet. He's like, we don't have much strength left. He's like, all right, flail. And flail is the funniest move. I'm sorry. They made flail look so funny because flail is literally Sudowoodo taking its arms and literally, I guess, flailing them in the air like, I'm going to hit you with one of these, and flailing its legs. And Nurse Joy, I guess Inspector Joy, tells Chansey to use Egg Bomb. And Chansey throws the Egg Bomb right down on Sudowoodo, and the match is over. His brother's like, Sudowoodo, it can no longer battle. Lucky wins. And Lucky is the Chansey. And Brock runs over to the to his Sudowoodo, and he's like,
this is bullshit.
I know. And he's like, relax, brother, because Forrest comes running over, and he's like, oh, no, no. And he's like, don't worry. Sudowoodo will be fine once I conjure up a nice potion and some food for him. And this right here just took a turn for the worse. And Inspector Joy is like, she's like, I will be reporting this results as soon as possible. The inspecting board will produce their final determination. And Forrest is like, does this mean the Pewter City Gym is going to close? And she's like, I do not know, but based on the battle that just happened, I don't think the results would turn out positive for this gym. I was like, oh, shit. So it's at this point, Brock and Forrest are looking on, and she's like, I will be staying at the town's Pokemon Center until tomorrow morning. And if you want to know the results at that time or have any questions, you can come and ask me. But until then, I will be over there. And that's when all of the brothers and sisters comes running over to a defeated Brock, and his brother Forrest is all mad himself. And Doug, take it from here, my brother.
And, you know, they're like, what's going to happen if this gym has to close? And, they're like, that's not going to happen. And one of his brothers is like, didn't you just hear Nurse Joy? She's like, it doesn't look good. You know, she's like, we've got to be ready for unpleasant news. And, you know, Forrest kind of looks at Brock, and Brock's like, well, shit. And then this is when, conveniently, Brock's mother and father pop in, and they're like, we're back, and we have gifts. And they're, and okay, so it's Flint and
Flint and Lola.
And so Lola runs over, and she's just passing out gifts to everybody, and she names them all, because of course she does, but I'm not fucking doing that shit. Besides that, I have the Japanese translations anyway, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes.
She saves Brock's present for last, and she's like, please open it. And all the kids have little like Pokemon things. Like one guy's got like an Oddish flag, and another, there's like a Pokemon doll and a couple of like knickknacks. And
I want to point out that all of the kids look like they just don't like these gifts, like, at all. They're like, what am I supposed to do with these? As all the kids are looking at them.
They're like, ah, so you picked these up at the airport. and Brock's got, like, a Doug Trio paperweight. And
he's like, what the fuck is this?
And Flint's like, oh, that candy looks yummy, doesn't it? And he's like, that looks awesome. And Lola is like, you know, these received rave reviews. The damn thing moves so fast. She's like, these received rave reviews over where we got them. And
they had to search high and low for all of these, including the candies.
And Flint's like, your mother is such a good woman to choose presents to bring happiness to everyone. And, you know, we chose the penance. And then she's like, but Flint, you chose the penance because you have such exquisite taste. And, you know, they're all lovey-dovey and shit. And this is when Brock gets pissed and he's like, this is no time for presents. And he throws down his... No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He almost throws down the Doug Keel paperweight. And then he's like, oh, no, they just bought this. I got to be respectful. And then he points his finger at his parents and he's like, the Pewter City gym is facing a great danger. And they're like, what? So we fast forward and Brock.
I have problems with this.
What's up?
I have huge. I mean, we're about to get into it.
Oh,
so
the next part of what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So we fast forward. So Brock's father kind of freaks out. He's like, what? What is going on here? And when we fast forward, Brock has already told the entire story. And then it's at this point that he's like, I asked you to submit the change of gym leader's form over to the Pokemon Center. What happened? And he's like, yes, I remember this. It was a bright and sunny Thursday. And I was taking the letter over to the Pokemon Center, and then I saw a shiny rock. So when I went over to the shiny rock, I put the form down, and I picked up the rock, and I was like, oh, this is a really, really, really nice rock. And then a gust of wind came, and it took the form, and the form went flying, and I couldn't get it, but this rock was really, really, really nice. Brock just loses his mind. He's like, why didn't you go after the form when it blew away? And he's like, or why didn't you just tell me and we could have wrote another one and submitted it?
And Flint's like, what do you mean? I tell you about the rock? And Brock's like, not the rock, the form.
This was so funny. Like, Brock is just mad. And he's like, no, the form. And she's like, the mother's like, you've changed, Brock. And you were so much reasonable before you went on this journey. And I like that Brock better than this one. And the dad's like, well, children grow up. And Brock has decided that he wants to become a Pokemon doctor. And he even reacted properly in front of a beautiful lady. He has grown up, truly. And Brock is like, hey, lady, no, we're not talking about that. The gym is going to get taken away from us. We need to submit this form so that Forrest can become the gym leader. I can't be a gym leader. I'm trying to become a doctor. And then the mother, changing the subject again, she's like, well, you know, if the gym does get closed down, why don't we just open up a general store? And she's like, I would love to be in charge and have a whole bunch of knickknacks and stuff inside of the store. And the dad's like, oh, that's a good idea. He's like, you know what? Why don't we open up a restaurant? He's like, if the gym gets closed, he's like, we can open up a restaurant and also maybe a cake shop. And Brock is just sitting there and he's like, oh my God.
It's not going to be a general store. It's not going to be a restaurant. It's not going to be a cake shop. We're going to save the gym.
I was dying when I was watching this. I was like, Brock is losing his mind. Doug, continue.
And he's like, we're going to save the gym. And he's like, and She's like, we're going to save the gym, and Forrest will remain the gym leader no matter what. And this is when we get our first break. And
yes,
we see Brock and his, what's that Pokemon?
Krogon.
We see Brock and his Krogon, and we're at the Pokemon Center now, and we're in Inspector Joy's office, and the sentence that's spoken is, and that's the whole story. So thankfully, they didn't subject us to that, and we had to chew our food twice.
Yeah, for real.
And he's like, so I'm asking you to please, please let us run the Pewter City Gym. And he bows, and he's like, I now understand your circumstances. He's like, if you submit the change of gym leader form, the gym leader can be changed immediately, which means that this episode, in theory, should be about 10 minutes long.
Yeah, for real.
And then she's like, and then I will have to visit the gym again, which makes sense because she, if the form gets properly submitted and Forrest is the proper leader, that means that the battle with Brock is null and void. And she's like, I'll have to come back and I'll have to battle Forrest.
Yes.
Which is what I should have done in the first place. And then she's like, you can go and tell him to prepare for my visit. And Brock's like, I can do that. Thank you very much. And this is when another Nurse Joy comes in.
Yes.
And she's like, I need assistance with something. She's like, there's a Pokemon down the street that has run a fever again. And she's like, they finished their usual medicine and, you know, it's not effective. So they're wondering what they should do. And, and Brock's like, oh, you should blend this and that. And
he says, boil some water and some milk. And he's like, that should do it. Like, I don't know what. And crush some berries. I'm sorry.
In the English version, I specifically remember this because I had to replay it because I was like, no, they didn't say. In the English version, they call it moo milk. And I'm like, as opposed to what?
Well, in the video game, I don't know if you remember, they call Miltake's milk moo milk in Gold and Silver. So
yeah, well, that doesn't. And Brock's like, matter of fact, I can do it for you. And Nurse Joy's like, would you do that? That would help tremendously. And Inspector Joy's like, why would Brock do that? And the Nurse Joy that came in for help is like, well, you see, I'm still new. And she's like, Brock is a great breeder. And Brock's like, yes, that is right. I'm now aiming to use my knowledge as a breeder to become a Pokemon doctor. And he's got bass in his voice and everything. And he's like, I want to help all the sickly Pokemon and protect the lives of even more Pokemon. And Inspector Joy's like, that's very noble. Do your best, Brock. And that
was really nice because Inspector Joy seems like she actually had a heart. And I'm not going to lie, but this Inspector Joy doesn't really seem like she has too big of a heart. I don't know who made her mad or what made her stop her practices as a nurse. But something happened with this Nurse Joy. But then we go right back and Brock is telling all his brothers and sisters and, of course, Forrest that she will be coming back tomorrow to battle Forrest. Forrest is like, all right. And everyone's like, yeah, you got this, Forrest. You're going to win tomorrow. We'll be up there and we'll be supporting you, big brother. And then we fast forward and everyone's sleeping inside of their bed. And as big as this house is and as big as a gym this is, you're telling me every single brother and sister has to sleep with their significant, like, like, because it seems like a lot of them are twins. So they're sleeping, right. They're sleeping with their twins. But I mean, I guess that would be a lot of beds, but I don't know. I want my own bed.
Well, it's a lot of beds and the ceilings are only so high.
Yeah, that's true. But then we fast forward and Forrest is inside of the gym practicing. Doug?
He's holding a Pokeball and he's like, and then we hear off screen, we hear, don't worry, you can do it. And Forrest looks over and Brock is approaching and he's like, you know, you should rethink your position as a gym leader. You can't just give up on that position. And Forrest is like, when I think that I will be supporting this gym in the future.
And then he kind of looks down and this is like a nice, like a nice brother to brother talk that Brock's giving.
He's like, I've been there when I was your age. And Forrest is like, oh, and
he puts his hand on his shoulder. He's like, you just have to concentrate on tomorrow's battle and you will do perfectly fine.
Right. And he's like, you know, what's basically being implied is you don't have to win, but it's not really said until a few minutes later. Yes. He's like, all you have to do is prove that you're capable and, you know, you'll be able to forge your own path. And Forrest is like, I can get that. But then that's when he asks, he's like, I have to win, right? And then
Brock is like, you don't have to, but winning will help you. And he's like, yeah, well, I mean, even you lost, Brock.
And Brock's like, well, shit. And he's like, I have to just remove all doubt. I have to win so that the inspector will realize my potential. And Brock's like, you know what? That's a fair point. Give it your best, Forrest. I'm here supporting you. And Forrest is like, all right, bet. This is when we pan up and we see that Lola and Flint have been watching. And they're like, both of them turned out to be pretty okay in the end. And
and we get another
Lola's love interest. Lola's like, you know, we can take the love and use that as a reference. And, you know, we get another little mushy segment and it's just, you know, shoehorned in. And and then
Flint out of nowhere, it just ruins the love moment. He's like, you know, if you want to turn this gym into a general store, I'm okay with that.
Like, I'm perfectly fine with your fallback option. Lola's like, and then we immediately flash to the battle between Forrest and Inspector Joy. And we see Flint and Lola running up with supplies. They're being carried by Miro and Sudowoodo. Brock's like, what do you have? Why are you so late? He's like, we've got cheer costumes, and basically everybody's in little hula skirts and pom poms, and
some of them like it, and some of them don't.
And Brock's just standing there. He's like, "I am not ready for this foolishness." And so we get ready for battle, and Forrest throws out his
Rhyperior,
right, and Inspector Joy's like, I wonder if this will be strong enough to defeat this Pokemon. And she throws out a Latias.
No, a Latias.
Oh, fuck off.
Which is bullshit. I'm sorry. But she's an inspector who's coming out and testing the will of the Pokemon gym leader. And you're going to throw a legendary Pokemon, a high level legendary Pokemon to fight in a regular gym battle? I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, shouldn't you like at least give them somewhat of a chance to win.
And that's basically what Brock said. He's like, I wouldn't expect an inspector to be using a legendary Pokemon. And one of the little kids is like, so that's a Latias. It's my first time seeing it. How about that shit? And then Brock kind of does an about face. He's like, just as expected from a top class inspector to use a rare Pokemon.
I mean, her chance wasn't even a Blissey. Come on now.
And she's like, Latris is a dragon and psychic type.
Bug type moves will work.
A bug type would be effective against it. And Forrest tells his Rhyperion to use Mega Horn, and Inspector Joy tells
Latias to dodge it.
Latias to dodge it, and then he tells Rhyperion to go after it, and actually strikes Latias. And Forrest is like, "Good shit! Use Rock Wrecker." And Latias counters with Dragon Pulse, and the rock gets pulverized into pieces, and Latias uses Recover, which is a scummy move in the game, so I can kind of understand, you know, where they're coming from here. Because Rock's siblings are like, that shit.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so she's using a legendary Pokemon, and it knows Recover, so any damage that it takes, it can easily just recover from.
Like, and Forrest is like,
good point.
Forrest is like, I can't give up. I have a responsibility to protect the gym. Can't lose this battle. And he tells Rhyperion to use Drill Horn, and she tells Latias to dive behind the rocks to use them for cover. And she tells Latias to use Ice Beam, as Rhyperion kind of got stuck in some rocks. And, you know, it knocks Rhyperion flat on its stomach, and Lola's like, that was a direct hit.
Yeah, and it's at this point that Rhyperior looks, he's trying to stand up, and as he's standing up, Latias gives one more Ice Beam, and Brock's like, man, he's like, if this attack hits, it's done. And Forrest's like, dig, Rhyperior! And Rhyperior goes under, and he digs. And Rhyperior, as he's underneath the ground, comes up and uses Mega Horn one more time and lands that attack. And it's at this point that she says, Recover, Latias, which, again, scummy move. And Forrest tells Rhyperior to use Dig again, and Rhyperior goes under, and this time he must not have gone that far underground, because Latias can see its every move, because it starts tearing away at the ground, and Latias is like, okay, I see it right here, and then Forrest is like, Mega Horn, and he comes up and just hits it again. And Latias goes down and is just nosediving straight for the ground. And Brock is like, all right, go for it. Latias can't hide from Rhyperior. And Mom and Dad are like, oh, he can win. And Inspector Joy is like, all right, you can do it. And Latias gets up. And Doug, what happens next?
So you can see that Latias has taken on some damage, and it's kind of flying lower to the ground than it has been, and Forrest is like, I've got this. If I can land, you know, one more hit, I've got this. And tells Rhyperion to use Mega Horn, and comes up, and Inspector Joy is like, use Dragon Pulse. And Rhyperion catches the Dragon Pulse and obliterates some rocks around it, which know, kind of indirectly affects him.
Yes.
And Latias comes in with a steel wing and knocks Rhyperion three times. Rhyperion goes tumbling, and they're like, oh, shit. And Latias goes in and shoots an ice beam, and it, Rhyperior takes it straight on, and he just hits the ground, and he's got the anime eyes, and
one of the
brother calls the victory for Latias and Inspector Joy, and Forrest is like, holy shit. And the whole family's like, well, shit, don't we just look stupid? And, you know, Lola's like, we tried so hard to cheer for him, and it was ineffective. And Latias calls back, or Nurse Joy calls back Latias and says, you know, you battled well, it's time for a rest. Forrest hits the floor. He's like, it can't be. You know, the gym's going to be closed because I lost. And he runs over to his Rhyperion, and he's like, hang in there. And Brock's like, he's going to be okay.
I'm going to get some berries, you know, and some fruits from the kitchen, and he'll be perfectly fine.
And then he sends Amaro and Sudowoodo to go get the fruits, and he basically tells them to mix them, and he's like, don't worry, we've caught this in time, you're going to be fine. And Inspector Joy comes over and she's like, it was a pretty swift call on that drink. And, you know, you're going to become a great doctor one day. And Brock's like, thank you. And she's like, that was a hell of a battle, Forrest. And Forrest is like, huh? And she's like, if I were an actual trainer,
I would love to come and do battle with you.
And she's like, I'm going to go report this to the office straight away. And Forrest is like, did I just save the gym? And we're getting more paperwork shit, and she's like, the formal notice will be sent to you in the near future. I have very little doubt that anything will be affected in terms of the Pewter City gym operating as a gym going forward. And they're like, thank you very much. And, you know, and she's like, you know, to all of them, she's like, continue your studies and become, you know, better trainers so you can go out and give great battles like the one you gave me today. And then she turns to Brock and she's like, you know, good luck on your entrance exams.
Yes. Becoming a doctor.
Yeah. And Brock's like, I will definitely become a good doctor one day. And Flint's like, well, that's settled. We're going to be operating as a gym going forward. And Lola gets a strike of inspiration. And she's like, how about we remodel both the gym and our house? And
which probably isn't a bad idea.
First is like, no, we're fine. You don't have to go do that. That's a lot of money. What are you doing? We don't have that kind of money. We've got 14 kids to feed. Inspector Joy's like, this is where I leave you. And Brock's like, I'm full of gratitude and excitement. I can't let Inspector Joy go without putting my emotions into words. And he drops to his knees and he's like, I'm going to tell you through a hearty hand, and he gets shocked right in the gooch again.
Yes.
And
by Kroger.
He just takes it and he's, oh, and then that's the episode.
So this was a really, like I said, out of the two episodes that we have done these past few days, this one was my favorite of the two. What about you, Doug?
It was probably better because, like, you knew, like, the primary focus. It's like, this is about the gym. This isn't, you know, not taking time to focus on, you know, side characters. This is, you know, is the gym going to stay open?
Yes. So, but that's it. What would you give this episode, Doug? On a scale.
I mean, like I said, I think you have to take into account that it doesn't really matter. So while it was better than Dawn's Journey, I'm still probably only going to give it a 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to bump mine up to a 4 because I think this one was the better of the two, and I gave the last one about a 3.5. So I'm going to give this one about a 4. No, it doesn't mean anything in the long scheme of things, but who knows? I mean, they could bring this back in a later episode. Maybe if Ash becomes the greatest Pokemon trainer ever and Go is out there and he's taking over the Pokemon series, maybe he fights Forrest later on.
Oh.
And we find out in this episode that Forrest is your gym leader now, and he's been certified. I mean, we at least found that out now. So yeah, I'm gonna give this one a nice round 4 because I really did enjoy this episode of the two that we have done these past few days. So
that's fair enough.
So yeah, other than that, do you have anything else to add, Doug, before we let all of our listeners go and finish their Thanksgiving weekend?
I don't think so. Just I hope you enjoyed this little break from the timeline. You know, I mean, like I say, we've got our big, you know, end of the year project coming down the pipe. And, you know, like I say, we're still in a realm, you know, that, you know, we're still getting ready to do it, even though it's a month out from getting everyone's feed.
Yes. So, and I'm excited for it to hit the feed and to hear the feedback from everybody. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I say, we're excited to talk about it. We're excited for you to hear our take on it. So yeah, you've got a couple more weeks of regular episodes, and then that'll be your nice little Christmas treat to wrap up the year of 2022.
Awesome. And if that's all on your end, I know that's all on my end. I'm pooped now. I'm about to go and rest. So go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, don't forget to listen to the Pokemon Adventures podcast every Wednesday, and we'll be back with you next Friday for another episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a good night.